ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest this morning. But before we get to them, I want to talk a little bit about certainly what happened at Newtown in Connecticut at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And I want to agree with President Obama. We've got to do something about guns in schools. We've got to protect our children. And what we really should do is really look effectively at what's gone on. Why was no one in that school armed to protect the children? Obviously, they do. There were potential problems. They had a lockdown. Certain doors were locked so that strangers couldn't come in. But, of course, this stranger actually broke a window, got in that way. Adam Lipsky got in that way. And then, of course, the Connecticut legislature had passed legislation that banned guns in schools so that none of the teachers, none of the administrators, the principal, couldn't have a gun to protect the children. Now, in Israel, some years ago, the terrorists set out to attack the schools to kill Israeli children. Palestinian terrorists targeted Israeli children, and what was Israel's response? It was immediately to begin training the teachers how to use a gun. They armed the teachers, and any teacher who wanted to have a concealed weapon would have one. And you know what happened? Immediately, the terrorist attacks on the Israeli schools stopped. So this is exactly what we should do in America. We should outlaw all of the laws in every state that says that you can't have a gun in school. Because when you do that, you ensure that every school is a shooting gallery. And then we should begin teaching our teachers how to use the weapon. And any teacher who wants to have a weapon can have one to defend the end of what's going on today. And ladies and gentlemen, I want every one of you to start talking about this, to start calling the radio stations in your region of the country, and we're going to set off a campaign that says, yes, we've got to protect our children. That's why every teacher should have the right to have a weapon. We should begin teaching the teachers how to use weapons. And I will tell you, when I was in Israel with my wife some years ago, we went to Gideon Spring, and there were all sorts of elementary school children there playing around Gideon Spring. And in the background, several citizens carrying AR-15 rifles to defend the children. We should have armed people in every school to defend our children, armed parents to defend our children. But that's the attitude we should take instead of the gun confiscation as a prelude to dictatorship suggested by President Obama last night. And those of you who've heard him talk, who saw his phony tears, he's not shedding any tears for the over 2,000 children who are aborted in America every day. He's not shedding any tears for the 46,000 innocent Syrian civilians that he has sponsored killing, because after all, we are the ones putting up the most of the money for the terrorists over there in Syria. And how many of those 46,000 innocent civilians were children, probably thousands of them. But did you see President Obama crying for those children or for the aborted children here in the United States? Of course not. This is hypocrisy. They're using this to take weapons away from the American people to further disarm our children, and hundreds of millions more are going to die because of President Obama, who is a very evil and hypocritical individual. And with that as a background, ladies and gentlemen, your job is to start calling radio stations and suggest we start arming the teachers, and that we have armed people in the schools to protect them, and that we suspend all state laws outlawing guns in schools, because that makes every one of them a potential shooting gallery. Remember, when guns are outlawed in schools, only the outlaws, those intent upon murder, will have guns. Well, our guest this morning is Donna Taylor, and a gentleman who works with Donna. And we're going to be talking about the tragic situation that exists there. Her son was certainly taken from her, placed on drugs, being kept away from her, because, of course, they were involved in the Columbine shooting. Her son was wounded in the Columbine shooting, and because they tried to launch a suit against psychotropic drugs to the killers, where they were told, you will be destroyed, and they have been. Donna, either you or your friend took up the story. Donna, are you there? Or Ron, are you there? Donna or Ron, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, go right ahead. Ron, why don't you pick up the story?
There we go. Mark was shot at Columbine, took in the neighborhood of 7-8 bullets. And he fortunately lived. He had gotten very strong in his opinion about what caused Columbine. And he was working with a Dr. Ann Tracy, who was, she has a website called drugawareness.org. And their goal was to prove that these pharmaceuticals that the shooter Harris was on, the one that shot Mark, was had done this because his mind was rearranged with these psychotropic drugs. And then in our investigation, we went a little further when we discovered why Harris was on the psychotropic drugs, and it became quite frightening to all of us when we learned this, that the shooter had also been sodomized during an arrest, and that they were trying to control the shooter through these drugs instead of dealing with the tragedy that caused him to go over the top, I guess. And when we say that, you know, the shooter was raped, and I say we have a lot of circumstantial evidence, and John DeCamp, Donna's attorney, was supposed to be on your show today, but in previous shows, he has mentioned that through his investigation into some tapes that were sealed and some other documents, that he supports the findings that the shooters were, he even goes on to say that they were raped repeatedly. So, you know, we have to kind of turn the page and try to explain to everybody. You can go to our website, columbinefamilyrequest.org, and you can see the circumstantial evidence that we have on the website.
Hold that thought. When we get back, we'll get the address from the website out. And of course, this is the most incredible story.
Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
Back to at the American Freedom Network. And basically, of course, I don't know how many of you have read about the Columbine investigation, but there are parts of this which were secret, and there were parts of the Columbine investigation that the judges wanted to destroy. And, you know, reading about that here in California, something didn't sound right. I didn't understand what was going on, but I knew there was much more to the story than the public was being told. Why would part of an investigation of a multiple shooting at Columbine High School be suppressed? I mean, why would they suppress that? And then why would they want to destroy a part of the record of what actually happened that day? Well, of course, when Mark Taylor recovered from the shooting, he had a number of wounds, bullet wounds, but he did recover, and then, of course, they was going to go ahead and sue the drug company because, of course, the psychotropic drug that Harris was taking actually created homicidal and suicidal tendencies, and some of the people who used it, and of course, as they began to investigate this further, and they launched a lawsuit against the drug company, they were told, if you do this, you will be destroyed. And, of course, there were a number of families who were actually in on the original lawsuit, but they backed away when they were told that the drug company was going to destroy them. They would spend whatever amount of money it took to destroy them. Only Mark and his mother, Donna, stayed in the lawsuit. And then, of course, they felt the wrath of this drug company, which bought up many of the judges and people in law enforcement in Colorado. And, of course, Mark was eventually taken away from his mother. Here, I mean, here's a boy, you know, he's 28, 29 years old. He was taken, placed forcibly on psychotropic drugs to destroy his mind. There was nothing psychologically wrong with him, and the judges went right along with this. They were obviously paid off. But even worse, of course, as they began looking into this, they found out what the secret was. And, of course, Donna, who was trying to get Mark released from government control, had engaged John DeCamp, a lawyer, a courageous lawyer, from Nebraska. He'd been a state legislator there for 16, 20 years, something like that. And then he wrote a book entitled The Franklin Cover-Up, which went into the fact that there was a pedophile ring started at Boys Town in Colorado and Kansas, extended right into the White House, at the highest levels of our government. You've never heard this story. Probably 150,000 copies of John DeCamp's book out there. Certainly telling this story about the Franklin cover-up, but of course they never discussed on ABC, CBS, or NBC, or Dateline, or 2020. They don't want the American people to know about this pedophile ring. John DeCamp had uncovered the pedophile ring at Pittsburgh State 10 years ago. He reported it to the people in Pennsylvania, and nothing was done because, of course, this pedophile and homosexual ring extended to the highest levels of the government in Pennsylvania, the government in Washington, D.C., and the government right there in Colorado. So basically, of course, the background behind this whole thing is the fact that certainly the boys, Klebold and Harris, were arrested on charges and repeatedly raped. And, of course, they can't let that information out. And this was their way of getting back at society for the indignity done to them. Would that be a fairly accurate statement, Ron?
Yes. And I don't think I've ever shared this on your show. There's been so many rabbit holes that we've uncovered in our investigation. And one of them is that this child trafficking ring extends into Colorado. That was the background for the Columbine tragedy. We learned that in the mid-90s, a lady by the name of Judy Chase, she spells it J-U-D-I, Chase, and she has a website. That's how we discovered her. It's Judy Chase's Amber Alert. So if you Google that, Judy Chase's Amber Alert, you'll learn her story about the child trafficking ring that was operating in Jefferson County when her husband was mysteriously abducted and 45 days later found mutilated in Bear Creek, which runs through Evergreen, Colorado. So, yeah, this child trafficking ring, we think, extends into the JonBenet Ramsey case. As I said, a lot of these stories we can't complete because we don't have the ability to investigate all the way through. But there is a connection because Judy Chase learned that the name of this child trafficking ring was called the Fat Cats. And then the Fat Cats are mentioned in the ransom note as if the father would know who they are, because he says, in the ransom note it says, John, you're not the only fat cat in town. You know what we'll do to your daughter. Don't be messing with this kind of a comment. So the whole thing is starting to unfold. We've just recently learned of a talk show host out of Denver that may be implicated in both that case and a recent case where a little this girl named Jessica Ridgway has been she was missing, and then they found their body mutilated, and apparently this talk show host who's pretending to be who he is, and instead he's very dark. But if you go to the Jessica Ridgway case, just type in Jessica Ridgway, you can learn it quickly that there's this talk show host that lives on the same block or in the same neighborhood anyway as the little girl. And people in Colorado don't understand this. We're living amongst a bunch of Satanists, and we have attempted, Donna and I and Mark, especially Mark, we were attempting to get some questions answered about the Columbine tragedy, in which we learned that the shooters were raped. And then in doing this, we even went to another county, and this is Arapahoe County. This is where the theater shooting took place. And we went to a Pat Sullivan because we had connections to Pat Sullivan, who was the sheriff, and found out later we had reported the rape of the Columbine shooters to a man who's now convicted of selling methamphetamines to homosexual prostitutes and admits to having sex with children, though he hasn't been prosecuted for that. And then this is the same county, as I said, as the theater shooting. Same judge that gave Pat Sullivan 18 days is the one that's in charge of Sylvester, who's in charge of the theater shooting. And it's going to be heard in federal court by Babcock. Now, Louis Babcock is the one that covered up the basement tapes. And so he's not a person to be trusted because he had knowledge of what was in these tapes, as John DeCamp has explained to us. The knowledge indicates that the shooters were raped. I can't understand how the government can prevent us from...
Go ahead.
Sim? I'm sorry?
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, I just... It's a paperwork shuffle. Here's all we need. We need those tapes. We need the depositions. When it comes to the depositions, this is interesting. Just recent story where I've got the copy of the paper. I think I sent you an email with the article. But if you type into the Post, Denver Post, the name of the article is 13 years on, still wondering why. And in this case, they're hanging on every word that the shooter's mother says. And then Donna has called the paper and said, well, you know, we know all of this stuff. Let us share it with you. And in fact, we also have some depositions of the, Harris parents. In other words, these depositions that John DeCamp says that are so, protected as if it was Fort Knox. Yeah, we have them. John gave us, huge boxes of files that we've downloaded onto a disk, and we can prove that we have these files of the shooter's parents talking in a courtroom when being asked questions by the Solvay pharmaceutical attorneys. So the Post, in other words, won't talk to Donna about the information that we have, but yet in this article it goes on to say that is why we were so dismayed in 2007 when a federal judge ordered the depositions from the parents of the killers to be sealed for 20 years. Those depositions took place in 2003 in connection with a lawsuit filed by the families of some of the victims. It's possible the documents could shed substantial light on how Harris and Klebold came to become the Columbine killers. So you're writing to share with the depositions. They will not contact.
Of course, the incredible thing is, ladies and gentlemen, why isn't everybody up in arms about them sealing the testimony, sealing the depositions, sealing the records? I mean, why aren't the newspapers demanding that the information gets out? Why? Because most of the newspapers are in league with this. Well, certainly, aren't there a lot of people in law enforcement who know what's going on and would like to get the information out, but are being effectively blocked? Have you talked to any of them?
We've talked to everyone, including President Clinton. Donna gave me the opportunity when we met with President Clinton at a memorial fundraiser at the Adams Mark Hotel, and she took me there expressly to tell President Clinton that we knew these things. So if the buck stops anywhere, it stops with President Clinton. He was the president at the time. As a matter of fact, we learned that there was a judge, Patricia Cohen, who he appointed shortly after Columbine, just days afterwards, who ended up being the judge who ordered these tapes to be destroyed. And she would have been successful had it not been for different organizations that wanted this information preserved. Obviously, Columbine being such a tragedy, you don't want to destroy anything, right? And these organizations stepped up, and in fact, they wanted to shut down John DeCamp, so they took that opportunity to use Mark as a third person in a courtroom where a three-judge panel was trying to destroy the tapes, or actually they were trying to make the decision as to what to do with the tapes. And suddenly Mark appears late in the courtroom stating that his wishes are that a Dr. Elliott from CU review the tapes and write a sanitized report. And Mark and Donna already knew about the rape at the time, so obviously they were very suspicious that they didn't want anything destroyed, they didn't want anything withheld. And the other families, the Rorbos and Don Anna, were at the table requesting that these files be released. And that would have been the same side of the table that Mark would have been on had he not been whipsawed by an attorney who we learned later was actually working for Ken Salazar, because this decision that Mark's attorney had made to have these documents looked at by Dr. Elliott was supported by 19 attorney generals that came in as friends of the court. And obviously we know that it was Ken Salazar that was influencing the court and using Mark to do it. And shortly after that is when Mark got drugged.
And, of course, so, this is basically this is to silence Mark. Mark has been taken out and has been kept under court surveillance, and he's been taken away from his mother. And is he still being forcibly given drugs?
Yes.
So he's still forcibly given drugs. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the audience, is 1-877-254-7524. 1-800-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for Donna or Ron, give us a call. 1-877-254-7524. This is a story which should be on the front page of all of your newspapers, but it's not. Going back for many years, it's been carefully suppressed by the controlled media and by the courts in conjunction to suppress the testimony. They want to destroy it. They never want the people, the public, to learn the truth. We're going to be back here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, 1-877-254-7524.
Try Property Management in Greeley urges listeners, make this the year you get involved in the community. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, checking in on a senior, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. We can't save the whole world, but every little bit helps. This message has been from Try Property Management in Greeley, where Neil and staff are on the air saying happy holiday season to all. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Donna Taylor and her friend Ron. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this incredible story, give us a call at 877-254-7524. Donna, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you or Ron, or get the more information on this?
Yeah, we have a website. It's Release Mark Taylor. And then there, it conjoins with Columbine Family Request. And it tells what we've gone through. And then if anybody personally wants to talk to us, Stan, they can call you and you could relate the number to us, to them.
All right, fine.
I have no problem giving my number out.
Okay, go ahead.
303-697-1282.
Repeat the number again. Always repeat the number twice.
All right. It's 303-697-1282. And Dr. Stan, I almost feel guilty that we haven't taken a moment here just to acknowledge the horrible tragedy in Connecticut, and our heart goes out to these people. Obviously, we've been through this, and it just tears us up horribly to see these families going through it again. This insanity has to stop. It has to stop. 20 beautiful children, and I'm afraid that we're going to have more if we don't deal with this in a responsible manner. I don't understand why we can't be responsible. Why can't our government officials deal with this in a responsible manner? Don't we have to ask all the questions, and aren't we supposed to get all the answers when it comes to our children, especially our children? And our government has failed us. Dr. Stan, when we yell rape of these two boys, do you understand that that's a rape of an innocent child and that they're responsible for investigating that rape regardless of what those two boys did about it? And to this date, we wouldn't have to be on your program had the media and all of our politicians and a number of different organizations, if they had only come forward to say, you know what, let's be responsible and let's take a look at that arrest that those boys went through. And if they can't understand that we have a written motive, that the two shooters in a yearbook entry, Dylan to Eric, said that they were going to be killing cops and they were going to get even for the arrest. And then we go forward and we found a picture that Harris drew while he was under arrest that's in a file labeled Walsh Butt Rape. Now, that word is not something that we invented. That is an actual file out of the El Paso County Sheriff's Department. So when we say the word butt rape, it's a horrible word. I'm tired of saying it, but that is their official name for the picture that Harris drew. So I would have to say that we have enough to call for an investigation of the arrest that provoked the shooters. And also we need to understand that they had an opportunity to stop Columbine had they served a search warrant on the Harris house. And it would have stopped things because they would have found what they were looking for, but they chose to handle it outside of the judicial system because they did not want Harris to be able to tell the judge why he was building bombs. You understand? At that point, they chose to deal with these two boys in a different manner. And at that point, they had 15 documented contacts, probably more, but at least 15 contacts with sheriff's deputies, and they never got them back into a courtroom. So we understand it was a conspiracy to cover up for the rape long before Columbine happened. This was months before Columbine. They had chosen the wrong path in protecting a pedophile cop. And that's horrible. Anyone within my listening voice needs to realize these are not the kind of people that are responsible enough to be dealing with the safety of your children.
And the tragedy is it was a massive cover-up on the part of the sheriff's department, the police department, and the courts. They didn't want the information out, and they don't want the information out today. I mean, of course, there is no statute of limitation on this sort of crime. And ladies and gentlemen, but it's not just in Columbine. It's not just in Colorado. I mean, this is what's going on in Pittsburgh. This is what went on in Boys Town. This is what went on in Nebraska. This is what was going on in the White House. And that's what's by John DeCamp's book. We don't carry it, but you get it off of Amazon. The Franklin cover-up. The Franklin cover-up is so vitally important, because it's the background to all of this sort of thing, this evil that permeates the highest level of our government, And yes, ladies and gentlemen, our newspapers as well, because they're complicit in covering up the truth. And so many of the radio and television stations are going right along with this cover-up, and this is why we're having Ron and Donna on again. We want you to understand the nature of the evil that permeates the government there in Colorado, and the fact that you cannot get this before the courts. The courts are corrupted, and when the courts are corrupted, why, no man's life or family are safe. So basically, where do you stand next? Do you have some court cases coming up?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything coming up for Mark, but I do want to mention that the drugs are a great part of this, too. The drugs, the antidepressants.
You're talking about the psychotropic drugs.
Absolutely.
Okay, the Luvox.
They're the reason why a lot of these shootings are happening, because people get raged, they get raped, they get hurt, then they put them on these drugs, and then they go off. Okay?
Dr. Stan, this is going to be a battle between
the active ingredient in Prozac is? Go ahead.
Can I say that they came through Columbine and tried to encourage anyone that would speak, including Mark, against gun rights. In other words, they were grooming everyone, trying to find the people that would speak up. And poor Mark didn't even know what they were going to use his. He was in the movie Bowling for Columbine, so they tried to make it look like he was against gun rights. No, it was just the opposite. But he got used, so I've already witnessed in this recent. They want to bring up the gun issue. It is not a gun issue. Listen to Mark. Mark says that the boy wouldn't have been able to have the, and Mark's attorney, John DeCamp, also says this, that they would have not gained this courage and lack of empathy had they not been on the drugs. Because the drugs are as Mark says, are complicit to murder. Because we have to realize what is it that is pulling the trigger. And in this case, the trigger is being pulled by psychotropic drugs. And it's not the tool. It's what is causing these people to pull the trigger is what's causing this. And can I say we've already learned that there is a connection between this shooter at the Connecticut tragedy, Adam Lanza, where we found that prior to the tragedy, he gave a warning, and this warning was that he planned to die at 9 o'clock, and he actually has a picture that he posted that is a picture of Eric and Harris in their death throes.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold us off. We'll be back. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Donna Taylor and her friend Ron. We're just talking about the tragedy of Mark Taylor being taken forcibly and placed onto psychotropic drugs. There's nothing wrong with this young man. Of course, this is simply an effort to silence him and prevent progression of the suit against the drug company. Who's on the line?
I don't know. I didn't push anybody.
I'm a registered nurse who lives in Reed Ridge, Colorado. And I just had a question for Donna Taylor because I remember back around 2003 or 2004 when they put a black box warning on the antidepressant drugs. And I think that Mark Taylor was one responsible for having the drug companies put that black box warning on all the antidepressants.
That's correct. Mark spoke in 2004, and right after he got done speaking, they came up and shook his hand and said, we're not all bad here. Some of the people that were the main FDA advisors. And then a few minutes later, the news was there, and they issued the warning labels after my son finished talking.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's all.
Okay, I think we have another caller. Do we have another caller?
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Don. I'm also from Wheat Ridge. And one of the things I was going to bring up, and I've tried to start telling people a little bit about this, all these problems that we're seeing were actually more or less predicted by Dr. James Dobson, oh, I'm going to guess 25 to 30 years ago. He never said we'd actually have all these shootings, but what he had been saying was this. Number one, when you start having a society that says abortion is just fine, I remember listening to programs he had, and he'd say, one of these days, you're going to see where they're going to end up having death panels. He was also warning people about all these drugs people are on, and he was even saying stuff like, when you start taking the Ten Commandments out of schools, the Bible, when you start telling people that they evolve from slime and ooze, he basically was saying that, you know what? You've just created a slippery slope. And he says, we're going to create a culture that's going to be, it's going to be a death culture. And I remember him talking about that, and it's like, here we are 30 years later, more or less with some of the things he predicted. The other thing I was going to bring up was, both of my parents were born and raised here in Colorado. And my mom will tell you that she went to North High School, which is a very popular high school here in Colorado, back in the 50s. And did you know back then, my mother will tell you they had a thing there called gun club. Everybody brought their guns to school. And don't you find it interesting that we're going from guns in schools and everybody brought their guns and learned how to use them to the mess we have right now. And I just thought that I just found interesting how prophetic Dr. Dobson is and comments that nobody's even bringing up about how we used to have guns and it worked out just fine. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and I want to hear your comments. Thanks. Goodbye.
God bless you, and you're absolutely right, and Dr. Dobson was right, and we are moving towards the destruction of this country, and the good people are not speaking out, and the churches are not speaking out. We have some of the ministers who are, but they're in a minority, and believe me, whenever they speak out, they endanger their various position because they have people planted in the churches to get rid of ministers who are telling the truth. So if your minister is under attack, you come to his defense, ladies and gentlemen. I saw this in my own church, where one person sat planted there got rid of a wonderful minister, who, of course, was a wonderful teacher. Everything is under attack today. We have another caller. Who's on the line?
This is Gene from Northern Colorado.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to echo what the last caller just said. When I went to school in the 50s, we started our day with a devotion in school. And this is a public school, not a parochial school.
Sure.
We had the Pledge of Allegiance, the Lord's Prayer, and we sang America the Beautiful. We didn't have problems like we do today with shootings in schools. It's been since the Supreme Court has kicked God out of our school. They're trying to remove God from our society. When you do that, you create a vacuum, and this is a place where the devil moves in. The devil is moving in by bringing drugs, by trying to legalize marijuana, by destroying the family with homosexual marriage. This is what we are reaping as a society. There cannot be a cure from this brought on by our legislators. It's got to occur in the human heart. There has to be repentance, and the people have to return to God, or it's only going to get worse.
You're absolutely right. The solution to our problem is a great revival, and we just hope and pray that it's going to occur. I don't see any signs of it, but you're absolutely right in everything you say.
Thank you, Doc.
Don, did you have a remark before? We're just about out of time. You've got about a minute to get your thoughts out.
That's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
God bless you, and thanks so much. Donna or Ron, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
I appreciate everyone's prayers out there to see Mark home, healthy, and well. That God would, and it would be the Lord doing it, but by our prayers, God will hear it, what we need. And we're trusting the Lord for that to happen. Second of all, I want the drug companies that are promoting these drugs to think about repenting from all the deaths that have happened and to turn from their ways. Because I believe the judgment is very, very heavy on people that do these things.
I agree with you. I think that there are billions of dollars at stake, ladies and gentlemen. Billions of dollars at stake. That's why they've targeted Mark, because he had the audacity to bring a suit against them. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, why anybody who stands up against the drug companies, they will destroy. At countless times we have courts with judges who will obey the law and obey God, rather than allow themselves to be bribed and, of course, to take the position of the drug companies. We're living in a country that's lost its moral foundation. Our job is to become involved. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you can help by just talking to others, getting this information out, and, of course, go to Donna's website, get the information, get in touch with Ron, help them. They need help in this effort to get Mark freed. How would this go on in America today? Ladies and gentlemen, it's going on because we've turned our back on God as a nation. It's about time we return there. Either that or the America we know is destroyed.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way God's way to help. Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan. This is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we have certainly about 50 stations or outlets to carry our programs every week. You can listen to our radio programs at RadioLiberty.com. On the Internet, RadioLiberty.com, our program, which is heard from 5 to 6 in your time, is available on shortwave. And then, of course, we have our satellite broadcast. Then we have, fortunately, this broadcast every morning. But we encourage you, if you're in a position, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, and you'll get our newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping to finance the radio stations across the country that do carry us. Fortunately, we don't have to pay to be on this station, but this is one of the few stations with that certainly is generous enough to allow us to come on a regular basis here and get the truth out, the information you're not going to get elsewhere. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to donate to us or to get our books or CDs or videos or DVDs, whatever you want to get, we have a great collection, if you like, a catalog of our products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or certainly you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. I do want to mention first, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should get a copy. But if you'd like to get a case of the books, and there's 64 in a case, you'll get them for less than $3. Give them away or sell them or do whatever you want to with them. We need to get the story out so people will understand what's really going on and the dark spiritual forces, not imaginary, but very real, that are working to destroy this nation and are working at the highest level of the government there in Colorado and in Pennsylvania and in Kansas and Nebraska, yes, in Washington, D.C., and literally almost every state in this nation. Dark spiritual forces, which of course are Luciferian in origin. There's a spiritual battle going on. It's not imaginary. It's very, very real. And these forces are there. The people are there. And they are undermining the very moral fabric of this society. And if we don't take America back, we're going to lose America. And one of the best ways to get the information out, I believe, is my book. We want to reprinting, and if you're in a position to get a case of the books or to share them with somebody else, do that. Just try to get somebody else to come in if you can't afford the full case on your own. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you get a case of the books, we'll be glad to provide any DVD or 4-CD set that we produced. You'll get that for nothing. Just specifically ask for it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. If you can't afford to help back us financially, then pray for us, for our provision and protection, because we are truly on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, which is under attack today. America was once a great Christian nation. It is no longer a Christian nation, and I believe and I really fear God is going to bring his vengeance on this nation as he does on all nations that turn against him. And America has turned against God until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make any